This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
On this Monday, January 13th, 2020 transmission. I'm going to be live here for the full 4 hours. All right. I've tried to do this 1,000 times and always fail just to even read the top headlines to you. But I'm going to try it again today. You know, there's so many huge breaking stories. Record number of volcanoes erupting around the planet. Some climate activists are blaming it on human activity. Record number of earthquakes exploding as well. Meanwhile, official textbooks in California teach children how to drink blood in vampire sex rituals. In the official textbook, vampirism is a recognized loving group. And, of course, we have mega massive news that I should just stop and focus everything on, but I'm not going to until the fourth hour. A 2-day official UN summit with the director of the World Health Organization and the director of science and their other sub-directors admitting that vaccines are killing people en masse and a giant concerted cover-ups of that and that the frontline medical staff, doctors and nurses, know they're hurting people, that the front line is wobbly, and it's not for vaccination. That the cover-up is collapsing. I mean, how huge is that? 3 reports we filed since Friday at Band.video on that. And yeah, a couple of them got 200,000 views, which is great for an independent platform. If we still had our old YouTube channel up, that would have like 10 million views right now. We'd really be warning some people. So my greatest frustration is we've got the money shot. We've got the coup de grace. We've got the kill shot. I mean, we have their asses in their meetings. This is a lot of activists have seen this. They say this has got to be a deep fake. And so they follow the link below to 20 hours of it. They did not know this was going to be released. Someone released it on the 20th on the UN website, but hidden. And it got downloaded last week by activists who we've linked to their reports. And it's just incredible. But YouTube is taking down the raw video. Just like they take down Jeffrey Epstein information. They are taking down the raw video of the UN heads admitting it. Talk about evil. That's what big tech serves, is just absolute complete evil. They are there to make sure no one can expose what's happening. And when stuff like this comes out, people are so conditioned. They go, oh, it's just a deep fake. Yeah, 20 hours of it's a deep fake. There's all the admissions you ever need. And then we have the head UN scientist, the head of the WHO, in TV productions from last year saying, safe and effective, never hurt anybody. So that's coming up. We have the individual that I believe is controlled opposition, Richard Spencer, on the show today as well. You know, the okay to punch a Nazi guy. I don't think it's okay to punch anybody that hasn't punched you first. But The guy just reeks of being synthetic. He'll be on with us. And just so much more. Congress just woke up to something really big, finally, that around 90% of our drugs are made by the Chi-Coms. Oh, you didn't know that. Stay with us.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now, because I like the way it feels.
If you understand the strength of righteousness, that just simply means conforming to God's plan, then you know why the enemy seeks to corrupt us at every front and trick us by increment to turn loose of common sense that God gave us, because it's like armor falling away from your soul, from your body, a hedge, a wall of protection, spiritually, interdimensionally, under law, universal law, so that once the walls are gone, once the drawbridge is down, once the main gates have been blown off its hinges, this force in the universe of evil can have its way with you. We have a lot of news and information to obviously cover today. And I also want to be able to open the phones up in the second hour. Richard Spencer, other than David Duke, is one of the most famous white nationalists, white supremacists in the world. And I do not believe David Duke is a Fed. I do not believe David Duke is an operative for the deep state. I don't agree with David Duke on a lot of things. But for the media to demonize David Duke and call him the worst person on earth because he is racially based, when all the minority groups are being taught to be just as racist, but that's supposedly acceptable, is a fraud. And I'm not here defending David Duke. David Duke's attacked me before. But with Richard Spencer, the guy is as phony as a $3 bill. And I'll just say that up front. He wants to come on the show. And I'll say it, he acts and looks and behaves, and his M.O. is just like somebody that's controlled opposition. I don't have proof of that anymore. That, you know, when I'm driving down the street and I see a coyote running down the side of the road, that's a coyote. You're like, well, are you an expert? Have you sampled its hair and taken it? No, I mean, I know what a damn coyote looks like, okay? So I know how a duck walks. I know how it quacks. I know how it acts. Am I an ornithologist? Am I a scientist of birds to tell you that something's a green-headed mallard and that one's a male? No, I just know it because I read a book on it. But we're going to discuss his attacks on Trump and The View, of all places, defending Richard Spencer last week. So I hope he shows up. Steve Pachinik wrote a powerful article back a few years ago, controlled opposition behind Charlottesville rally, and it gets into the leader of that. I mean, maybe Spencer isn't an operative. Maybe he just plays right into their hands on so many fronts, but a lot of these white supremacist groups are operatives. So there, I've thrown it out there. I'm not going to sneak attack the guy. And I'll let him talk. I'm going to try to shut up and let him have at least half the time. And then I'm going to host the fourth hour today. On news that when I saw it up here on Friday evening, I was just dumbfounded. And we stayed up here late, Rob Dew and I, to get that report done. We did another report on Sunday. Because it's just stunning. And you can take each clip of the 7 or 8 that we put in our reports and talk for a whole show about it. I mean, normally just one of these people saying what they said would be international news. But, of course, this broke on Friday, and there's been almost no coverage of it. And it's the head scientist of the UN saying vaccines are killing people. We've been covering it up, and none of them are tested, and it's getting worse, and the people are turning against us. And then it's the head scientist over the World Vaccine Program saying adjuvants are hurting people. We've got to stop lying about it. And we need to take the adjuvants out. And there's no surveillance over what these companies are producing. And this is a recipe for disaster. And then they cut to the head scientist in Nigeria who runs the Nigerian program. And he talks about all the devastation they're seeing and that this is absolutely 2 plus 2 plus 4. And he says, plus, there's no studies of this, not to mention we're giving our children in the first year and a half more than 50 vaccines. And we don't have any idea how those interact together. There's no studies on that. Because, you know, they tell you there's been all these studies and safe and effective. It's all a load of crap. But vaccines worldwide have been given diplomatic immunity. And so now drug companies have piggybacked on that. They've got all these new classes of things that are injected into you that aren't classic vaccines. They're recombinant DNA reprogramming mutagens and live viruses that eat certain nerve ganglia in the brain. I mean, it's some scary stuff. It's Dr. Frankenstein meets Event Horizon. And they're just doing it. And you watch all these scientists didn't know this was going to be released because they say things on the video. We've now gone over the 20 hours of it. It's linked on Bandai Video under our report to the full video on the UN site before they take it down. And they're talking about, you know, if the public finds out about this, if the public finds out about that in this internal meeting that they released the video of. And I thought about this last night. I said, you know, I think one of these top scientists ordered this posted because they're really telling on the whole thing in this video. And you see the head of the WHO, the head scientist, she's on TV a month before saying safe and effective, take them, don't listen to people that tell you they're dangerous, everything's safe. And then she's in internal videos going, man, we got a major crisis on our hands. That's mega bombshell. This is the biggest health scandal ever. You know, back in the 50s, they gave millions of American women and French women and British women and German women a type of tranquilizer. And it caused hundreds of thousands of children to be born with tiny little arms and legs. You know, but they admitted it and pulled the drug off the market. There have been thousands of drugs that they've pulled. But see, not vaccines. They don't ever pull any of them. They just keep giving them to you and telling you nobody ever got hurt. And you've heard all the news channels arrest people that say this. Take their children. Take their property. It's a lie. It's a hoax. Nobody ever got sick. You need to be arrested. You're going to get people sick. Well, wait a minute. If you've taken all these wonderful vaccines that are as good as mother's milk and pumpkin pie, then you're covered, right? Oh, and it's the same left saying open the borders and bringing people from the third world who are absolutely infested with communicable diseases. And then when there's outbreaks of those in vaccinated populations, they point their finger at us and say, it's our fault, even though later you read the fine print, and they go, well, the big outbreaks in New Jersey and New York were from illegal aliens brought in from Central and South America. Yeah, no kidding. Because it's new strains of all those diseases, and the vaccines aren't going to do jack frickin' squat. The flu shot, I'm going to explain this again, has never been effective. They admit they've never, the year before, guessed the flu mutation for the next year. And it does nothing because the family of viruses are so diverse. You have to get the exact mutation of a virus, that exact virus, for a vaccine to work. So they just play this dumb game. They go, oh, you just don't believe vaccines are science. Yeah, I know they're a science. Just like all these other technologies, and a lot of them get your ass killed, including two people that work in this office had their children die from vaccines. And the cover-up is coming down, so thank God. That's in the fourth hour, but I'm going to hit all the other huge news when we come right back. Please stay with us, and please tell folks to tune in. That's how we get the message out, only through you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Broadcast, but let me just go over some of the news now. And then at the start of the next segment, I'm going to get into some big tech surveillance news that hasn't broken yet, but that is actually in the terms of service of Android, Apple, and others. So I'm going to hit that coming up next segment. And in the segment after that, I'm going to get into the unprecedented volcanoes. Why are volcanoes all over the globe suddenly shooting giant clouds of ash miles in the air? Why are there all these earthquakes suddenly? What is causing all of that? And we've got a pretty good idea, and it's not humans. So we're going to be going through everything on that subject here today. Let me just mention the news here on the stack, though. Defense Secretary Esper, U.S. wants to discuss steps for Iran to become a normal country without precondition. That is a very good thing. Video, Iran police shoot at those protesting plane shoot down. Isn't that amazing that Iran just admitted on Saturday, okay, we shot it down with two TOR missiles. The day after it happened, we had the TOR missile photos. The shrapnel from them, the large pieces of the projectile that pierces into the aircraft, it's hard, and the back middle part explodes. The middle section has the explosive in it. The back has the propellant of the missile. And it was the exact missile we said. We were the first to say it. A TOR missile, shot down, thought that it was a U.S. aircraft. I mean, this is a war zone. Iran shot a couple of airliners down back during the Iran-Iraq war. So that's all confirmed now. The really big news, obviously, is that Trump authorized Soleimani's killing 7 months ago with conditions, NBC News is now reporting. And Trump's ready to release the document. He was on a kill list, and they brought it to him and said, are you ready? He said, yes, with conditions. So the idea that he did this is a wag the dog situation is not true. Also, Congress questions countries' reliance on Chinese drugs, possible cancer-causing ingredients. Really big report on that. China makes the majority of our drugs. And then they dump deadly fentanyl. That's the number one killer in the U.S. right now. That's right. Number one cause of unnatural death is just fentanyl alone. It's surpassed automobile accident deaths. That's our Chi-Com friends, our little friends, Xi Jinping. Look at him right here. He's all, sweet guy. Such a nice feller. And then I mentioned this yesterday, but I want to get more into it today. California eighth graders taught anal bondage, sex involving blood, in sex ed class. Well, actually, it's vampirism. When you actually go to the textbook, it's called blood play, drinking blood. So that's the externalization of the real cult. They're engaged, and that's a nationalfile.com story. And since the report came out, a few days ago, they're now saying they're going to pull the textbook. But that's who runs things. That's who's running our civilization, our society. This isn't being done by accident. Same folks that run drag queen story time, that's really fat pervert in a dress with clown makeup on, having access to your children time. So that's all coming up. Meanwhile, Muslims attack transgender. But that's okay, because we're supposed to have the weird leftist-crazed pervert society that's bringing in Islam, and the two are supposed to live together in peace. That's going to be quite explosive, and already is. Also, data shows that Trump's trying to target women more in his advertising because he's slipping with women, and that's because they won't allow any female engagement that's pro-Trump on Facebook or on Twitter. It doesn't matter how many ads Trump runs. Women that go to the shooting range and say, I like Trump, or wear a Trump hat, get banned off Facebook or warned, and their photos get taken down. Or Trump tries to run ads that say we're looking for strong women, and Facebook banned that, saying people that weren't women saw the ad, and it hurt them to hear about women. Just like city buses in a major U.S. city last week, and London's doing it, banned the word mother, and banned the word female, and banned the word girl. These are all being banned because those are the new N-words, too. And you're like, that sounds like a joke. No, it's a scientific takeover. Meanwhile, Pelosi is still holding back and not giving the articles of impeachment to the Senate, even though they're demanding them. So that's coming to a head this week. Facebook glitch reveals Greta Thunberg's father posing as teenage climate activists. Not just posting articles, but posing as if it's her, but then there was a glitch showing his ID, and then it was him. Yeah, she's 16 years old, looks like a deranged 9-year-old. She looks like, you know, like one of the little brats or something from Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. She has serious Asperger's. They admit she's autistic, and she is a victim, an autistic child wound up with hate. So again, how dare you? I will line you up. We're going to take control of you. Only the West must have its energy system shut down. China, all the power to them. And of course, it's her Antifa parents who are Antifa. And they've got their autistic daughter that they just shove out there at the world, poor thing. But don't worry. Don't worry, Idiocracy, the great Mike Judge film, has come true. Elon Musk is advertising his new cars, saying they'll be like Siri, they'll be able to talk to you, but you'll be able to hit a button and it'll make a fart noise instead of a horn. And he knows what you want. The number one show for 50 seasons was Oh My Balls. And he's coming out now with, a toilet in the seat, so you don't have to get up and use the bathroom either when you're watching television. Now, that's a joke, but that's what's coming next in the Idiocracy system. And speaking of the devil, when we return on the other side of this break, Apple admits to a lot of really serious criminal activity, but they're just normalizing it all because it's part of the takeover. It's not just Apple. So, what do you think the next shoe to drop is? And what's hiding in plain view? We'll talk about it all on the other side of this quick break. Please don't forget that we have our new specials, and that it is your purchase of these great products that make everything we do here possible. Lung Cleanse is 40% off, and Lung Cleanse isn't like your typical throat spray that has one or two herbs and a bunch of alcohol and some deadening agent. It's got pure, thick, highest quality essential oils that just absorb into the body and are a game changer for those that have allergies, sore throats, you name it. And it's got lavage root, eucalyptus leaf, peppermint leaf, lungwort leaf, lemon balm leaf, orange peel, plantain leaf, chaparral leaf, and a bunch of other incredible stuff. It's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And so is MycoZX. It's the next level of probiotic that flushes out not just the bacteria. It goes after the bad yeast and mold and candida. So it's 40% off as well, the new specials at InfoWarsStore.com.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate, but everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again. because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago, when I started taking X2, the products M4's life, I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
So, social engineers think we're all a bunch of dumb little hayseeds that are caught all shucks flopping along here. And that if we saw a real threat telling us it was going to do something bad to us or our neighbors or our families, we'd roll up our sleeves and we'd kick their ass. But if it's done scientifically, if it's hidden in the genetic code of, say, an Ebola virus that's alive but been altered and injected into our body as an FDA-approved vaccine a month ago. Well, how do we know that's safe or effective when there's not even studies on the adjuvants in the vaccines and what they're doing? And the UN admits that. And there's all this clear damage happening. And now they're trying to pass bills all over the U.S. to make you take vaccines. But see, what about the Trojan horses built in to the internet and built into those devices? What about that? You see, there's been a clear infrastructure and a plan of the internet to merge with humans since it was developed and built. And I've shown you the 1962 founding DARPA plan. We've done reports on that, and that's not debatable. That's a fact. And then when they passed the Telecommunications Act of 96, they said smartphones are coming out, and by law, they'll all be tracked with geolocation down to a few square feet. And the companies got caught building in software and systems to listen to you and create Word files of everything you ever say or do when the phone is on. But then to get you to accept that so they can openly use it, oh, Siri, tell me this. Oh, Alexa, tell me that. And Elon Musk comes out and says, oh, I'm going to have a computer that talks to you in my new cars, and it'll make fart noises with you. That's an actual headline today. More human than human, but not human at all. And so people say, well, that's not a problem. That's not going to be a big deal. I have nothing to hide. Well, it isn't that you don't have anything to hide. It's that this is being built to create a post-human system and to take away every human action you do. And the creators of it admit it's meant to make you alone, depressed, unhealthy, and to commit suicide. And all the studies and statistics show that. The more you use the devices, the more you interface with it, the more lonely, the more unhealthy, the more neurological disorders, the more suicide. And it's only getting worse. So I thought I'd just set the table with that before I break some big news here. And I saw this a few months ago, and I saw it a few weeks ago, and the fact is I have one of these devices because of its uses, but I know what it does, and I put it in a Faraday cage when I'm not using it. It's a little locket pockets we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. But have you noticed that if you have a Droid or you have an Apple, particularly Apple, that for a couple of years it's been doing this, but now it's getting really good at it. It takes your photos of, say, your baby or your wife or your husband or a certain trip you went on, and it puts together really good timelines that are as good as a human can do. I mean, some of these look like Steven Spielberg directed them with the music and just how they do things right at the perfect time, and then your baby daughter says one little thing right at the end. And I went back and looked on my wife's phone at this, at the thousands of photos and videos, and it really picked the very best stuff. Very, very frightening. And the point is, that's not being done locally on the phone. This is just the interface to the big AI system. It's being done in Beijing, where the main computers for Apple are held. And so when you go and you see an Apple headline like, oh, we only go through your photos to look for child abuse. Oh, really? And what's the reporting system on that? See, there's this whole infrastructure, but really that's not what it is. It's matching up with other people that have phones and integrating those together and creating whole timelines of where you go, what you do, with machine learning, with face scanning technology that knows who the child's siblings are and knows who your friends are. And then it can use that through Facebook databases to track whole groups of people and where you went and where you go. And private corporations can go And the New York Times can buy from Facebook a database of everybody you've ever associated with, and then they call those people up and say, hey, did Alex Jones ever do anything to you? And they're like, I only met him at a party once for like 5 minutes. No. How do you know that? Well, you're in a Facebook photo with them. I mean, that's just an example of what they can do with this. And how you're thinking, oh, it's the machine. It loves me. There's this nice little video and text and photo album it puts together without asking you and says, here's your baby in the last 6 months. And it's AI with your photos stored on a cloud in your business, in your life, and now making you obsolete because it's editing this together for you and it's showing you the beauty in your life. And it's deciding, though, what beauty you do see. So that's an example of the level of the surveillance. And it's admittedly going on, but Tim Cook says, oh, you can trust me. Here's a headline. Smile with your eyes. How to beat South Korea's AI hiring bots and land a job. Oh, the bots decide whether they're going to hire you or not. See, the computers are in full control. Apple apologizes for letting contractors eavesdrop on Siri sex recordings. That was last year. Terrifying or not to fear, Apple admits to scanning user photos, presumably only to hunt for child abuse. Oh, and to put those little albums together for you, because people are involved in that as well. Apple admits giving governments access to thousands of iPhones and other devices. Oh, yes. They're in China, folks. They've given access to everything. And then you just got to ask what's wrong with big tech's eyes. Don't worry, though. Walmart expands its robotic workforce to 650 additional stores. The robots surveil you. They restock. They do everything, and they're getting rid of the checkout lanes. It's all robot, and soon you'll just have a chip. Again, they're building a prison planet and saying we're obsolete and the world doesn't need humans anymore and telling us it while we march into oblivion. Why would any of us want to go along with this? And as humans discover that, the people that work in big corporations, people that work high level at the UN, the people that work in Hollywood, it's going to go from people not knowing to knowing, but a lot of folks are going to join it just because they're scared, hoping that it just appeases the crocodile and that it eats them last. But that's not how the universe works. So here's the takeaway from this. Show you everything you do is being surveilled to make you obsolete and to literally build a world that doesn't need or want humans. In fact, build a world where humans' existence is threatening the machines. And the globalists have said everywhere they're going to merge the machines and they're going to be gods. What they are is delusional fools that have signed on to Satan's tricks. And we live in incredible times. So if you love your children, if you love yourself, and you love common sense, stop using the cloud, turn it off on every device, buy an old-fashioned camera, and start getting away from this beast system. Because it's going to become more and more evident very, very quickly that being part of it doesn't give you advantages, but it undercuts you and sabotages you with these evil corporations.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com, promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Around the world, but if you're a TV viewer, you can see some clips of the eruptions across the world, from Northern Europe to Southern North America and Mexico, to Central America, to South America, to the Pacific Rim, across Asia, Africa, Greece, Italy, Northern Europe. A big Michael Snyder article up on Infowars.com says, why are volcanoes all over the globe suddenly shooting giant clouds of ash into the air? Well, we know why. The poles of the planet have been dramatically shifting in the last decade and are moving the fastest since we started getting accurate readings of the poles about 200 years ago. And that means that the electromagnetic interactions between the planet and the sun on the magma and nickel core of the planet are manifesting in more tectonic activity up through the core into the mantle and into the crust. And so some environmental groups have come out and said, oh, we're having more earthquakes and more fires in general and volcanoes because of human activity. Well, you could argue that with the fires, but you can't do that with the volcanoes. And they always say climate change is man-made and we're denying climate change. So climate change is the only constant. But to say that mankind and all of our fossil fuel behavior has any effect compared to the sun just isn't true. And it isn't true that the majority of scientists, almost 100%, as Jane Fonda said last week, remember, they used to say 100%, but that got disproven. It'll be the majority that they put at UN events and functions will tell you that climate change is man-made, when the studies show not even one half of 1% of climate change is caused by humans and fossil fuels. And one big volcano will put out more fossil fuel, more carbon dioxide, and other gases than humans in a whole year. These are massive. When Mount St. Helens blew up, what was it, 1980? The sky was darker for several years. Incredible sunsets. It affected the temperature of the planet. Many studies showed up to several degrees lower. Now, I know listeners and viewers know all this, and the scientists all know this as well. But the idea that we live on a changeless planet and that any change is our fault is absurd. And the idea that if we pay carbon taxes to the literal Rothschild family and the British Royal family, that's the main carbon exchange, and then the Chicago Exchange owned by Obama, he's a big owner of it, then that'll save the earth is a fraud, especially if you believe that carbon dioxide is so evil, a trace gas. Well, if China has unlimited release of it, nobody wants to cut theirs, why do we have to cut ours? Because it's about economic warfare. It's about control. And it's about dumbing people down with the superstition like the ancient Aztecs and the ancient Druids and others did, saying, the sun didn't come back today because you've been evil. So do what the priesthood says. And people would believe that they were at fault and would do whatever the priest class said, even unto giving the priest class their children in every culture for human sacrifice. In the Old Testament, Abraham stops the practice of human sacrifice. When God says, get your son up here and kill him, your firstborn, that son you wanted so bad. And then God stays his hand, or the angel stays his hand. That's because in every other culture and society, that's what went on. Why are we back to this lust of killing babies and killing them after they're born and all the rest of this? Because it's written into the code of the battle going on this planet. Pharaoh said, give me the firstborn of the Israelites. This is history. And the Bible says, give not your children the fires of Moloch, lest you be cursed as a civilization. And now textbooks in California teach 8th graders how to be vampires and drink blood during sex. Because they know that when they get you to do evil things, it allows the hedge of God's interdimensional force field to be removed, and then we become a domain of evil spirits. What are evil spirits? Just things we can't see, but science now proves that they're something holding this dimension in that's many times stronger than the dimension that we're in, the dark matter. What we can't see is many estimates 5, 10, 20 times stronger. They can now read it with devices. And they've now proven all these dimensions, below and above and around. Multiverse. And there are entities, just like there are invisible electromagnetic waves from the sun manipulating the core of the earth, there are all of these unknown things and known things. Endless varieties all around us, and it's an electromagnetic, electrochemical, third-dimensional universe, and we're made out of carbon. And carbon is good. Anyone that tells you carbon is bad, we need to cut the carbon, is like a transmission from deep space. Cut your carbon. If we didn't have the carbon, the planet would die. Carbon dioxide, oxygen, water, and sunlight is the carbon cycle on this planet. You remove any of those four things, the planet dies. Carbon dioxide is a trace gas, lower than it's ever been in history. And these people are trying to terraform in secret programs, now partially declassified, to reduce that number. The Sahara Desert is expanding, the studies show, because of lower carbon dioxide from what it was 5,000, 6,000 years ago. There aren't fossils of alligators and crocodiles and camels in the Sahara, crocodiles. It's the bones of them. 5, 6, 7, 8,000 years old. The middle of the Sahara Desert was a frickin' jungle. Because plants grow faster and are healthier and higher carbon dioxide. The truth is the planet's dying. And right at the time we found the carbon and started putting it back up in the atmosphere, God's plan for us to geoengineer and save the planet right at this time. They're trying to shut down that process that God had waiting for us. Now, whether you believe in God or not, you understand me? That you can look at the studies of lower carbon dioxide and plants dying and deserts expanding. And every policy that these chemtrails, these geoengineering programs are engaged in of aluminum dioxide, barium salts, is doing everything to heat the planet up and actually lower carbon dioxide, and that this is systematically an attack on the planet. If I was an alien species trying to take over the planet and trying to remove the current life on it, this is how I would do it. Well, the Bible tells us that's exactly what it is. And so we know what's causing this. We're in an ever-changing planet. It's always been happening. Anybody that points it and says, oh, it's our fault, is a fraud and a liar. The earthquakes are increasing. You can talk about the fires and say, well, humans are doing that. Absolutely. Humans usually make their environments better. They've got big studies that show that before humans began to rake the forest and every culture taking the wood and things for fires and cooking, that caused fire breaks and would actually cause the greening of many areas. And now the Aborigines are saying, you stopped us the last 50 years in Australia from cleaning the forest, scrubbing it's what they call it. Trump calls it raking. The media makes fun of it. And now that's what's causing massive fires to not be contained, is that humans haven't been allowed to do what they always do, and now they're saying we're going to let them do that again. And California is talking about fire breaks again. John Bound has a big report at band.video that gets into, is the fires a part of an Islamic attack? We know a bunch of Muslims have been arrested here and in Australia setting the fires. We're going to get to that report as well. I'm going to end this hour. Second hour is going to be a bunch of news, your calls. And we have a interesting guest, Richard Spencer, joining us for a discussion and debate in the third hour. Fourth hour is going to be the biggest medical tyranny news the planet has ever seen, and a over-the-top breakdown. This is not a spectator sport. This is a participation sport, an information war. They're now trying to move into even IP address bans. The only way to defeat the globalists is, while they're emerging with their takeover, to expose them. We're supposed to be censored off the air at this time. We're not, thanks to you. Spread the links to band.video. Newswars.com/show is not as censored. That's a link to the live show and the other shows you can send out in the podcast. Newswars.com/show. Newswars.com/show. That is your mission. If you choose to accept it, share that link.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.